Hello.
Hello, Ricardo.
Yes. Hi, this is Ricardo.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Hey, Tina.
Hi. So I understand that you're wanting to cancel your account?
Yes. Just for a couple of months, like maybe 3 or 4.
Okay. Is it because it's off-season for you, or...?
Yes, and because of the holidays and stuff.
Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. However, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, okay? So if your intention is to cancel this for a couple of months, we offer something that's called a seasonal hold, and you definitely wouldn't need to run Facebook ads during a hold. So I could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199, okay? And then we can pause the billing for January, February, March, and reinstate it in April. And the benefit is that you're going to keep everything in the meantime, meaning the directories and the website. We won't actively be promoting it on the first page, but at least you won't lose it.
Oh, okay, I see. And it would just go back down to $199?
Exactly. And that's without the Facebook ads. So maybe in the summer you want to start ramping those up again, and you could always put those on if you wanted to. But what I would do is take them off for now, because you definitely don't need them if you're going on a hold.
Okay, that works out for me.
Yeah, I think that's a lot better for you. Okay, so...
Since Facebook is being put on hold, My past due amount will be $199, or right?
Yes. I'm not supposed to reduce a past due from $299 to $199, but in this case, I'm going to get it overridden because you want to go on a pause anyway. So okay. I'll just do the $199, and then you'll be good to go until April. Now, if you want to reinstate the account sooner, you can call us, so you don't have to reinstate it April 9th. But if we don't hear from you, that's the date that it will go off of the hold. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
And then if I want to cancel, I would just have to call back 3 days prior to the
April 9th. Yep, cuz now I'm going to put it on a seasonal hold once we pay this. So you're not going to have any further charges until April. So if you decide come April, hey, I really don't know if I want it, you can call us and we'll cancel it out. You won't have any further charges. But I think it would be very beneficial for you to keep it, especially come spring.
Okay, so it will be until April, right? If I would.
Yep, April 9th. Yep, that's going to be – your billing date is on the 9th, so I'm going to pause January, February, March, and we'll reinstate it in April.
Okay.
Okay. And then for the $199, is there a different card that you wanted to use, or should I try to process on this one again?
No, that account, that card is no longer in use because I actually got scammed, and that card is being...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can update it for you. Is the new card still under the same billing address on 655 Dora Guzman Avenue?
No, I'm just waiting for, like, the new card to arrive, so, yeah.
Oh, you don't have the new card right now, right?
No, I don't. No, this thing just happened recently, and I'm supposed to get a new card. So I'm just waiting for it.
I had fraud. I'm just making a note. Offered $199 and seasonal hold until April. Okay, so I put a note in here. I'll put waiting on new card. So you can call me when you're ready to update the new card. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up after the holidays, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. Good.
Okay, so I don't have to pay anything until April, right?
You have to pay the $199 past due balance, because if not, even though I reduce that, come January 9th, it would reoccur to $398. That's going to continue to reoccur because I can't do a seasonal hold while the account's in a past due status. But once the payment goes through, I can put it on a seasonal hold.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, this is, you guys will charge me for the month of December. Will you guys still run services for that month of December?
Yeah, so the payment that's past due is from December 9th to January 9th, and currently everything's still active for you. So you're still on the first page of Google and Bing. All the directories are up and running. You're still mobily optimized. The only thing that happens during a suspension is a little orange banner goes up at the top of your website that will say the information here is no longer being updated, and that's usually just a prompt for you to see that and call us. So once the payment goes through, that orange banner goes down, but everything else stays fully active. Now, during the seasonal hold, if you wanted to have the website up and running without the orange banner, you could do that and just pay us $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So if you're not going to use the services at all during the winter months, don't worry about it. We'll pause the billing indefinitely. But if you think that you'd like to have the site without the orange banner on there, we could also do the hosting.
Okay. And then I can cancel any time, right, if I wanted to?
Right.
As soon as I
pay it's a month-to-month subscription. Yep, exactly. Just don't wait until after the billing date to prevent the charge. You can always cancel as long as you call us within 3 business days of your next billing.
Okay, got it. So I will be calling you back as soon as I have my my payment ready to go.
Okay, sounds good. Now, do you have another card you could use, but the $199 is a stretch right now, being that we're so close to the holidays?
Yes, that's a big issue.
I see. Okay, because I'll help you out a little bit further because you're being honest with me. I'll put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly. So that will at least save you $50 off of that past due balance. And I'll also grandfather you into that rate moving forward. So in April, you'll be paying the $149 as well, okay?
Okay. Yeah, but I don't have the card like right now. So I can call back another time, maybe?
Yeah, you can call back. And if you call in and you put in my extension 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Because I think earlier you got someone in customer support and then they tried to transfer it back, but that 777 will ring directly to me.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ricardo. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.